Hello, I'm John O'Donnell, and today I'm sitting with the Dynamics CRM community and content team over in the Advanta campus at Microsoft in Redmond. So why don't we just start with you, Jim, and just introduce yourself, and then we'll go around the table, and then we'll just go backwards and forwards and talk about roles and what you guys do.
I'm Jim Glass, and I'm the community guru for the team.
Hi, I'm Renee Westbury, and I'm the managing editor on the Resource Center.
Amy Langlois, I manage the SDK.
I'm Crystal Smithwick, I'm one of the writers.
Excellent. Well, why don't we start with you, Jim, and just talk about some of the great work that you do with both the CRM community and obviously MVPs, and you know, what are some of the things that you're doing on a daily basis?
So our charter is to try to be everywhere with our documentation, video, and other interesting things for our customers that they would normally go to. And so this means that we're not living out of a book. We have a lot of different venues out there, and you can, for the most part, pick any one of the venues, and if that's where you want to be, you can get the information or a pointer to other information that's available for you. Creating a community like that has some challenges, obviously. There's always something new coming up, and integrating with what you have, so it's a smooth experience, is very important to us. Our community consists of a resource center, a set of blogs, a set of forums, most of the things that you would associate with a thriving community. And we are supported in those efforts by not only the product team, the people that actually create the code, but by the Microsoft Valuable Professionals who are in the field experts. They don't work for Microsoft, but they provide expertise. They provide case studies and scenarios based on their experience. I think that's all I'll say for right now.
Okay.
So in the Resource Center, we try to provide a gathering place for everyone who is using CRM or is interested in CRM. We produce articles every month, and we update the what we call the highlight pages every month. It's divided into sales, marketing, service, and settings so that people can go and just look at content that's categorized for them, for their job, and what they might be looking for to find information. We also link off to the blogs that and forums that Jag has been talking about, so that if you're not sure what you're trying to find, you can come to the Resource Center and start clicking around and just use that to get into all the different places in the community, on top of finding the information that, say, Crystal would write for you.
Now, so when you talk about the Resource Center, that's obviously that's accessible when you go to things like CRM Online. And you click on the Resource Center, is that the same thing?
Yes, so the Resource Center was originally designed to be in the product. So if you have the product, you can just click in the navigation pane, it's on the bottom.
Right.
But we also found out from users after we shipped 4.0 and CRM Online, that they wanted to have it externally available. So there are also external versions of the site that you can go and look at if you don't happen to be in the product right then, or if you're still trying to install.
How are you determining, what content, because there's so much content out there, how do you determine what gets showcased on the Resource Center's pages?
Right, well, the community really informs us about that, and also the MVPs, the CRM MVPs. So in the product, in the help, we have a documentation feedback mechanism, and people can send us emails about what they don't understand in the content or what they need more information about, and then the writers sift through that and find article topics to write about, and they write every month about the different things that we've heard from users they need information about.
Right.
And then also we look at the blogs, we look at the forums, and look for other things that people need more data on, and we write things about that, either scenario indent stuff or specific kind of quick tips that people need. We're also, there's a place on the sidebar on the right side where if you're just someone in the community and you have a best practice or a tip you want to share with everyone else, you can submit it to us and we publish it through an article so that the community can also contribute to the information that's in the resource.
Right, so the community can almost suggest what some of the articles that should be, that they think should be appearing on the resource site.
Right, the quick tips is really to share their own best practices and things they've discovered, but they could suggest articles as well. And
there is also a feedback link on the Resource Center.
Okay.
Leave the left side
at
the bottom, and you can just put in a suggestion.
Awesome. So, Crystal, can you tell me a bit more about your role and where you fit into this picture?
Right. Well, actually, I am one of the content writers, and so I write articles for the Resource Center. I also write the online help, which is, by the way, also available in the Resource Center. You can use one search, and you'll get articles and the help and some other articles and blog posts. I'm also currently starting to foray into videos. We've had some feedback from customers. They really want short little videos.
Excellent.
To tell them how to do little things like add a user, assign a record, that type of thing. So look for the Resource Center. Those should be coming out.
Great stuff. The reason I left you, Amy, to the last is because, obviously, you know, in my role as an ISV architect evangelist, my ISVs count on the SDK. It's what they do on a daily basis. And I've always been curious to know how this thing gets produced, because it just seems to appear out of the blue. We'll see an email saying, new SDK, and my immediate reaction, of course, is to make sure my ISVs know to go there first before they start thinking how to do this, how to do that.
Right.
So maybe you could give me some sort of, you know, give me an oversight on how the SDK gets created.
Absolutely. So we have actually the largest SDK we've had for any of the versions of products now. We've got about 1,200 topics and over 300 pieces of sample code. So what we do is we as well as covering every single area, in addition to covering every single area that developers want to know about, we also do the same polling of the doc feedback, the support team, the forums and news groups to say, okay, people are asking a lot of questions about plugin context.
Okay.
So we better write a new article about plugin context and or child plugins or something like that. So so the SDK team also is listening to the community and saying, this is what we got to write about next. And there's areas where we knew that with the V4 release that we had to beef it up as we went along. So we've had a release every single month since January.
Every single month?
Every month.
Wow.
We've had a release. and we will start slacking off because we have filled the majority of the content.
Okay.
The most recent release this month added the email providers SDK, which was a whole brand new piece that we've never documented before.
Right.
Which, you know, probably got a fairly small level of interest, but if that's what you needed, now it's there. So all the developer content is published on the MSDN Developer Center.
Okay.
And we also publish content that we get from other sources, sometimes MVP, sometimes the marketing team will outsource a new piece of sample code that's going to highlight, like some of the solution accelerators we will publish on MSDN.
Right.
You've seen those in the blogs. So we also gather SDK related material from other sources and publish them all in one place, because we want the developers just to go to MSDN.
So is there anything a developer can do to, you know, if a developer is saying we would like a specific example written to be in the SDK, is there any way to communicate?
First page of the SDK, it has a doc feedback link.
Right.
It pops up an email, just send us an email. That's a great way of telling us.
Excellent. Well, Jim, sort of back to you, because you know, as I say, to me, you know, being an ex-MVP, you're sort of the face of the outside world for the whole community aspect of CRM and things like. You've moved from, initially it was all just about the Microsoft public news groups, but then of course we went over to the web-based forums. So maybe you could talk a bit about that, and then also, obviously, your new venture onto the Facebook site as well. So maybe you want to talk about how the forums are working, and then talk about the Facebook.
So the Microsoft forums answered a need that we had for trying to be able to monitor the news group in a way that we would shorten the amount of time you had to wait for an answer. And what it did was build in a back end that had a dashboard that we could monitor and track statistics, assign specific questions to specific people. And it also has visual cues in it that are not available in news groups, so that if you are the kind of person, an MVP, who answers questions, you can see on this page of 20 questions, only two haven't been answered.
Okay.
And you can quickly go there. We also improved the search capability so that you, if you're all about workflow, CRM workflow, you can see just the questions there that you want to see. And it's just now coming up to where people are getting familiar with the forum, the way it's laid out. We have a new version coming out to finish putting the back-end pieces so that we could get quicker answers to you. Another thing that happened this year that was huge for customers is connect.microsoft.com opened up a public Dynamics site, and basically any product that Microsoft makes, if you go to connect.microsoft.com, you can find the product and you can make a suggestion about how they can make it better. And I can't count the number of times even me as a Microsoft employee wanted to tell the Live Spaces guys they've got to figure a better way to manage spam, and I have a great idea.
Mm.
That stuff goes in, you type it in, and our team triages every suggestion we get for inclusion with the team that's building the next product. So,
right.
So that's a very good. And the part of the, about being where people are, LinkedIn.com, Facebook, there are different sites out there where we have groups. Facebook's I personally found to be kind of a fun place to be in, so we created a dynamic CRM group out there.
This one, there's about 900. There's over 900 people on that group now. The last time I looked,
right, approaching 1,000.
Yeah.
And I try to drop on what I find to be the most interesting artifacts, a video, a white paper. But it's more about the community talking about, hey, anyone looking for a CRM specialist in this area? Hey, we're trying to hire someone to work with the hospital, that kind of stuff. So it's a communication discussion venue, and we get to play in those kind of places.
Now, does your team ever bring up any like live chats? So that's, or is that a different team or?
We have done live chats in the past.
Okay.
We don't get a lot of call for them. There is an infrastructure available to us to use if that comes up high demand. I've got to say though that I appreciate seeing the problem and being allowed to go away, research, get the best answer, best practice, and bring it back rather than in a live chat where you're trying to do it off the top of your head and you might do some
right.
disservice. And as complex as some of these customizations are, where people like the product but they want it to do something that no one else wants it to do, the complexity is huge.
Yeah. And then finally, Jim. In addition to all your responsibilities, I notice you also obviously run the Microsoft CRM Product Team blog site.
Yeah, the blog site has been a huge success. It is a team effort, and the team keeps getting bigger. So this month, for example, three MVPs blogged.
Okay.
Two of those MVP blogs were the highest read for the month. It was just amazing. Because they're talking about real life scenarios where they did this, and this is the challenges they met, and this is how they overcame them. Or this is a tip that they used that, wow, it was so easy, I wish I'd thought of it before, and I want to share it with you. We also have people that are looking at it from different viewpoints. We have the marketing guys saying, you know what, we're going to give you an accelerator. Here's a piece of code that automates a particular business activity that you want to do. And we'll do most of the work, and you can customize it and go from there. We have people talking about there were problems in this area with this certain aspect of it, and what we did was we redid it, and here's the new bits, and go use it and do great things. And we wouldn't have gotten that if the blog hadn't been there kind of experience.
Right.
So the blog posts 200 days a year.
What happens to the other 165?
Well, there's the so what I mean is new
yeah.
publishers, new topics. Obviously, we don't publish on weekends or holidays. Some of us get some time off. Not all of us. I'm not going to tell you who, but that is huge for a blog. There are a lot of people out there that they're happy if they blog two or three times a month. In our case, we're shooting for five times a week,
okay.
and we have a backlog of material that's coming in that is of interest. The nice thing is then it becomes archived, and you can search through any of the search engine that you prefer on your browser and most likely find a solution for
right.
what you're looking for.
Many of our writers have, we have commits to publish a certain number of blog posts
okay.
you know, a month, a quarter, a year. So we're all active contributors.
Yeah, and certainly the reason I wanted to get you on camera today was just really to, I guess, acknowledge the work that you do, because you know I've been out in the field for a number of years deploying CRM, and there's been so many times where actually just going to your content has actually meant that we've actually been able to complete a client project and obviously provide better service. You know, there's been so many times where I keep telling my ISVs, you've got to keep looking at the SDK, because in many cases, there'll be an example that is just there for you, and you can just use it rather than spend a couple of weeks trying to research it. So I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today, and keep up the good work, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.